And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here along with Corey Sandin, and we have a couple of great guests. Such a fun show today. Talking springtime fishing with Captain Fred Huber from the Daily Double out of Point Loma Sport Fishing, and Captain Steve Peterson from Mission Bell out of Point Loma Sport Fishing, and giving away a couple of great prizes to go fishing with these gentlemen.
I would call them really good prizes,
yeah,
for sure. One lucky caller or texter is going to win a trip for two on the Daily Double, half-day fishing.
Wow.
Might even find me on there, right?
Yeah.
Fishing the weeds. I like when Ekstrom talks about getting deep into the weeds, you know?
Deep in the weeds.
It's right up my alley.
Yeah.
Man. I want to do it with Mr. Fred Huber here. Or one lucky winner is also going to win a full-day trip on the Mission Bell.
Yeah.
Fishing with Steve P.
Mm-hmm. And what we're going to do, we're going to flip the coin, and the coin flip goes to the Daily Double. The other one goes to the Mission Bell.
How cool is that?
So, texter and a caller winner today.
I think that's the
way to
do
it, huh?
I like the idea, and there's one open line right now if you want to give us a call. 213-432-1090, or you can text us via the app.
Been a busy morning here, and hey, our good friend Valerie Hoperich from Queen Charlotte Safaris is on the line. Good morning, Valerie.
Hi, Valerie.
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Corey, Fred, and Steve.
Hey, great to have you. You've been listening to the broadcast, and it got you inspired to call us, huh?
Well, I listened yesterday morning, too, but I didn't call. I just sat and worked, but I did. I listened to yesterday's show. It's pouring rain in Buellton, so I don't know what it's like
really?
Down in Point Loma.
Oh, that's
yes.
Oh, it's sunny and beautiful
sunny
here.
And
yeah, but I guess it's coming our way.
It's coming your way. So, two things this morning. I was listening to Fred and Steve talk about different techniques of fishing. I'm trying to learn the Southern California way because I am a Californian / BCN, but we fish totally different up north. And I was talking to Captain Ed early this morning, and we were talking about these jigs that you cannot find them in a store because it's kind of like a best kept secret up there in Vancouver Island, built in this gentleman's garage. And I don't know if you got to fish with these, Corey, or Pete, but they are, did you? Oh, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. They look kind of like a surface iron, like a yo-yo jig, right?
Yeah, there's like about 6 inches, two colors, heavy lead jig, but we can use them for rockfish, halibut, especially lean cod, love them. They're like our lean cod jig. And
they are amazing.
They're amazing, and they're very simple, like super simple, and you can bend them, like you should bend them. Some guides don't, some guides do. I know enough to be dangerous, but I do know these jigs worked, and I ordered 4 boxes of these famous jigs.
Sweet, yeah, and it is a ling cod killer. Those jigs, they're pretty amazing. It's like
yes.
I was using them, using other stuff, you know, and then Nathan says, "Here, tie one of these on," and like boom, instant.
How crazy!
Like, wow,
and I think that's what Captain Rob was tipping with the swim bait, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. No, it's good stuff. So, anyway, what's anything new from the Canadian regulations?
Yes.
I was going to ask you, did they ever approve that yellow eye thing yet?
Not yet. We're waiting. Sometimes we'll know by May 1st.
May 1st.
Because we're going to open. We are lines in the water in about 5.5 weeks.
My goodness.
Wow.
All right. And any spots left available?
A little bit, and of course we're booking your group next year for Corey. He's coming in first, and then Pete, you're coming in after Corey. But
for 2025,
I have a question about that. You were talking about the boat with the couple that went out, the American Angler boat, or
right?
Is that where? Am I right?
Yeah.
So does that happen to be Brian and Viola?
Yes, yes, it is Brian and Viola. Yes.
Well, guess what? They are fishing the group before yours, Pete. They're hoping to wave to you in the airport.
Cool. They couldn't get on our trip because they're both full. So they took the next best thing is the trip before for us. And I might also add, too, Valerie, that I was talking to Richard Castaneda, formerly, of course, from Cast Tours, but now retired. He and a little group are coming up in, I believe, you have some kind of a special going, and he's coming up in May or June. Is that right?
He's coming in June. There's eight of them.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, that's so cool.
Thank you, guys. It's so great. So I always say this. The fishing world is a big world, but it's a small world. Yeah. And I promised Brian and Viola that I would come fish with them if they came fish with me. So I'm gonna have to hold my promise.
Oh, that is so cool. What boat do you have them fishing on?
Captain?
Yeah.
I put them with Captain Rob because Nate's already, he's already booked.
Of course.
So they'll have a great time. Speaking of boats, we have three boats officially in the water as of yesterday.
Fantastic.
Wow.
And do you have any spots available for people to come in 2024? I know you said you're already booking 2025. Any spots available?
I have a few. I do have a few. Yes, they could just... I'm in the office today. Just give me a call.
Of course you're in the office.
Right? So, Valerie, I thought of you yesterday and Queen Charlotte Safaris and fishing the Canadian Haida Gwaii right there when we were in here talking about the California and the federal regulations shutting down the salmon fishery. And how blessed are we to be able to go on a trip with you to Queen Charlotte Safaris and harvest wild king salmon.
Yeah.
They are wild. Yeah. You can take four in possession to a day.
Wow.
And we get every size you saw. Every size.
They're beautiful.
Oh, yeah. And the entire season they're up there, which is very unusual, too. So if somebody wants to grab one of those last spots at Queen Charlotte Safaris this year in 2024 or even book our trips next year for 2025, how do we do that, Valerie?
You can give me a call, 877-815-2892 or qcsafaris.com or myself, 805-698-9590. Thank you, gentlemen. I just wanted to say hi and tell you we have four boxes of those amazing secret weapon built in a garage, Vancouver Island jigs.
Oh, yeah. Cool. No, I'm sure they'd work for Lincod down here, too. I may have to steal one when I'm up there.
You might know someone that might give you one.
Yeah, you got that.
Or two.
Good. Hey, Valerie, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Great to hear from you. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. A what a great show.
Bye,
guys.
Steve, we were talking about lingcod fishing.
Yes.
This year, or this past season up there at the Haida Gwaii, the lingcod, you wouldn't even believe it. They were so stacked. Like you would hook one on a cast in 150 feet of water. You're bit at 90 feet. You would hook one and literally, like, the thing would spin off, lift your rod tip on the sink. You were bit again. I had that happen cast after cast on seriously, 15 to 30-pound lingcod.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Pretty
wow.
insane.
Like that.
Yeah, it's kind of untouched up there, so that's the cool thing about it. Queen Charlotte Safari is a wonderful place. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. Hey, I have a great text here, it's from Gary, and he says, where does a person go to buy a Mexican ocean fishing license? Mexican fishing license, which covers both fresh and saltwater in Mexico.
You can get online.
Yes.
And then you can get them online. I know that. And then I think probably one of the tackle shops here at by the landings here will sell you one.
And I think H&M will sell. H&M is the only one that sells them at the tackle shop. But when they go with you on the Mission Bell, that's you guys handle.
We handle all that.
It's included.
We handle all that.
And then the other source for it would be the Sport Fishing Association of California's website, which is californiasportfishing.org. They have a Mexico tab. Click on the Mexico tab. That's where I buy mine, and it takes you right to the portal for Mexico. And you can buy it easy. Just buy an annual. It's good for a full year, just like the new California license is.
And then I have a question for you, Pete or Steve. How do you purchase the Biosphere bracelets? Like, where can one buy those? I think Dana Landing. I think Steve has mentioned it before.
I don't know that he still handles them or not, but
We do all that here at the land. The landing's got the
guy. The landing's got the
landing's got them, and then we do it. We do a purchase in the morning with the bank and the credit card and a little bit of monkeying around in the morning to get it done. But it's not that big a deal.
So I think you can buy them pretty much at any landing. I think
I would imagine.
Yeah, because it's actual physical bracelet versus when you buy a Mexican license, you have to go online and register, and they just don't have the time to do that like at Fisherman's or Point Loma.
Right.
Yeah, but they'll do it for the if you're going on the Mission Bell.
Yes.
They do it for that.
No problem.
Well, those aren't dated, so I think you can get them online and just have them in stock.
The bracelet? Who knows? Yeah. I don't know.
They're only like $2.
Yeah. Yeah. Technically, they're supposed to put a date on them.
Are they?
Yes. Okay. But and they're good for one entry, I believe, one day. Yeah. All right. Let's go jump in the phones, Corey.
Let's do it, Pete. How about Chuck? Chuck's calling from Dana Point. Good morning, Chuck. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, you guys got me frowning at the mouth to go to Coronado Island. That's some of the best all around. I've been on a triple bite. We had a yellowfin we were chasing, and we ended up over there, and then you didn't know if you had a yellowtail or a hog bass. The bass were in open water. That's just something else. Is that your bread and butter going over there, or you guys stay closer to the inland for your bass fishing? Because I'd love to go.
Well, the Mission Bell's islands are bread and butter. I mean, we know ahead of time, you know, whether we're going to the islands or we're going offshore. So there's no doubt there. But yeah, if it's an island trip, we'll go to the islands, and we might end up, you know, close to the islands if there's some, you know, yellowtail or off the island a ways or out somewhere nearby. But if it's an island trip, we'll go to the islands.
Yeah. And the reason you do that is because you have to take all the different permits.
Correct.
Right. That's why you know you're going to the island.
Yeah, that is the one unfortunate thing about you. There's like, if you're going offshore, there's no bailout. You're going offshore.
Yeah. Versus like, if you're fishing, and you fish California waters a lot too, right?
Sure.
During the tuna season and stuff.
Yes, absolutely.
So, and then all you have to do is have your California fishing license.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. And then if you're going offshore in Mexico, you have to have... Do you ever have people who say, bring both?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. There are days when we leave the dock when we're not sure if we're going to go out to the west or down to the south.
Right.
And we will get both. Have people get get their Californias, and then we will provide the Mexican permits.
Mexican license.
Just so we have options.
If you have your own Mexican permit... You don't need to buy one from them, right?
No, you do not. You bring your permit, and that price will come out of your ticket price. You can save a couple bucks.
Fred, do you ever fish in Mexican waters?
Absolutely.
You do, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Is there the rockfish closer and such like that?
Not so much with the daily double, no.
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 Okay.
But, you know, if we have a offshore tuna trip.
Right. On the daily double?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, it's a good boat.
Yeah.
We can go there. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I go fishing with Steve every now and then, too. So.
That's true.
There you go.
Yeah. Of course, last year we had fish as close as 15, 10 miles from the point, right? Yellowfin tuna and bluefin. You might see the double out there, right?
Yes. We like keeping our options open.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, why not, right?
Yeah.
No doubt about it. What about the barracuda? Have you seen barracuda in the last couple of years?
It's such a fun fish.
But it's a key ingredient, really, to the inshore, you know?
No, it's been kind of disappointing. I mean, we saw a little bit roll through ivy last year. Year before was a little more, but in the grand scheme of things, no, they're missing. They are missing.
And anchovies here. I mean, usually they're a key ingredient with the anchovy and the sand bass migration. I mean, they're usually connected somehow.
I don't feel like there's that great a biosphere of anchovies
inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would help. And you know, going back to our conversation earlier about colder water and the necessity of it, that's one of the ingredients. So
right.
Hopefully. You know, it's always in cycles, and you just hope that, you know, a change of seeing more anchovies and a recoup of some of those fish that have been kind of missing from the makeup.
Like the barracuda and the sand bass, which usually follow that anchovy.
Yeah, stuff. And bonita, you know. Different fish thrive on what's available to eat, and it's not just one year. it's a complete cycle.
I love, I remember the years, and I love it when we have a little bit of Barracuda and Bonito, and it chases the bait into the kelp, and all hell breaks loose.
I love
Yeah, you have a good text.
I
do, absolutely. It says, and it's more of a comment and just a memory of the Mission Bell and Daily Double. It says, Daily Double and Mission Bell were, is where it all started in the beginning of an ocean addiction, and great times there with Fred and Phil as a youngster, always helping me with my daughter and showing her all the critters in the kelp we would reel up and now and then. And memorable jackpots win from the Mission Bell I have from winning both great boats. And thanks. And it comes from Clint in Yucca Valley. How about that?
Nice.
Sounds yeah. familiar.
Good times on the boats, for sure. And another great text here from Alex in San Carlos. It says, good morning. I know vertical jigging has proven to work great on rockfish and even bluefin, but have you seen successful tool for yellowtail at the islands doing vertical jigging?
Yeah, for sure. There are times... I've seen some success with the slow pitch. There's been a couple of memorable days when there were guys that were doing it, and I had my doubts whether they were going to be successful. And I've seen the guys do well on the yellowtail. It seemed like it was kind of a unique event. It just takes. The fish has to be under the boat for a pretty good stretch of time. So often they come blasting through us, and if you get your lure in the right spot, you get one. If you don't, you don't. But there are some times I have seen with the vertical with the slow pitch jigging worked well, and then with the big fast, you know, the fast jigging also at times works. I don't feel like. I know, like for kingfish and you know yellowtail in New Zealand and all that, those you know the knife jigs and they go in fast jigging was very effective, and I've seen it work here. I've seen them catch them for sure on fast jigging with vertical jigs.
But you're saying it's kind of when that they stick with the boat a little.
Yeah, when they're biting the yo-yo, they'll bite that stuff. But I don't feel like so far I haven't seen where it's like, oh, this is for sure a better technique than just yo-yo fishing. I'm not ready to throw away my 6X Junior yet. How about that?
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's jump back on the phones, Corey.
Oh, let's do it. How about Mike? Mike calling from Rosemead. Good morning, Mike. Appreciate you joining us this morning.
Good morning. I had time to think about a question to ask, and I thought, this question and maybe this one, but on a comment on yesterday's program, we were talking about pelagics. Would you consider a sand bass a pelagic fish? Because they were talking about, what you guys were talking about yesterday, they migrate or they go down south to spawn or come back up here to spawn, but they pretty much disappear and go down south. So would you consider a sand bass a pelagic fish?
Yeah, very good question, huh, Fred? I mean,
yes, they do travel. Boy, you know, we sure appreciate Wayne keeping us in mind, and you know, we're for a sand bass, we're considered on the northern boundaries of the territory that they cover, and they do, you know, not only is it up and down, but it's, I believe they're in and out a lot too. I think that fish will find its way into deeper water than a lot of people realize. It definitely travels up and down the coast, and it searches out, you know, food and spawn area, and what they settle in best. We had a fish that was tagged in San Diego Bay that we caught on the border a couple years back. It was tagged in San Diego Bay during a bay bass tournament, and we caught it. Caught it right down on the border on one of the wrecks, and that was kind of interesting. But you know, you talk to somebody like Wayne, you know, he's been privy to so much information and data, and you know, he's a better source. But you know, our thoughts are that yes, that fish does travel, and it's not a migratory, yes, highly migratory, no. So a tuna fish, you know,
is highly migratory.
Surprisingly, a sculpin of all fish, a bottom fish,
migrates.
Yeah, there's one piece of data where there's a fish tagged up here that was caught down off Canoas.
Yeah, how crazy is that?
240 miles for a sculpin.
How wild is that, right? And that's what a lot of people don't understand. Like even the halibut migrate. Mm-hmm. Like they move more than people believe.
Yeah.
And the sand bass, they're built to move. I mean, they're kind of in the flats, 20, 30 fathom, and they can move good distance.
I think the crazy thing about those sculpin is, you know, you think of them sitting on the bottom, but they will get up and they will travel, and it doesn't look like they're built for it, but they are. You know what's been crazy lately is the amount of fish. There's been a little comeback of sharks, and seeing mako sharks bite those in half.
Really?
Yeah, it's the craziest thing to
on the nine. You mean fish and rockfish?
No, on the beach.
On the inside.
On the beach, yeah. So
mako
so,
sharks.
Yeah,
blue sharks too, or just makos?
Both.
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 Wow.
So this past winter, somebody was winding up a sculpin, and right underneath the surface of the water, this little mako shark came up and bit it, you know, like 3 feet under the surface, and his whole body kind of shivered.
Oh!
and he let go, but
got spined.
Yeah, but you know, here's a relative, you know, highly migratory shark, and then a somewhat migratory fish.
Interesting. Interesting stuff. Yeah.
You know, I've seen it in the past where you bring up half a sculpin and it's like, what happened?
Yeah.
And but the sharks.
Sharks, hey, they're tasty. Good tacos.
Yeah.
But that's what's beautiful about the ocean. You see things today that you've never seen in your 50 years of being on the ocean. You know? That's what makes it fun.
For sure. Well, hey,
something.
Let's find out. Our fishdope.com reporter, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide, is on the line.
Oh, man. And the Catch Report is sponsored by the Fish Pros of Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get a premier experience in your processing. Check out the new and easy your online system to book your processing for your long range trips, and now with the addition of the new team members, Fishman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same day capacity and the finest customer service. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or you can check out fishmansprocessing.com and make sure that you make your reservation. When you're planning your trip this year, make sure you make a reservation immediately.
Absolutely. Good morning, Captain Dave.
The man. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Fred. Good morning, Steve. Corey. Pete.
Yeah?
Because of you, I fished the back bay of San Diego on Thursday with Captain Al Clowers, and I'm telling you what, I'm upset that you never told me how bitchin' that was.
It's pretty cool.
Oh, my God.
Al knows his way around there.
Oh, my gosh. It was the most insane thing I've ever seen in my life. For 3 hours, we never had nothing going. We had everything going. We caught 11 bonefish. We caught shovelnose sharks, leopard sharks, smoothhound sharks, yellowfin croaker, black croaker, spotfin croaker. It was just the most incredible fishery I've ever seen in 5 feet of water. That's insane.
And here's the cool thing, Dave, is in that whole area south of the bridge, what is it, like 3 miles by 8 miles? Huge area. And there's actually, this time of the year, in the wintertime, there's little bird schools that pop up, and you'll get the bonefish and spotted bay bass and halibut, and sometimes bonito and barracuda chasing bait in the back bay.
Corvina, too, or Corvina.
Corvina.
Short-term Corvina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Orange mouth. Yes.
And bait? What were you using, bait, or were you using plastics?
You know me, I was using bait.
Absolutely.
We had ghost shrimp, squid, and sardines.
Oh,
and,
all the good stuff. Captain Al was
crazy. We went with Al Clowers. Come on, it was insane. He called me up the day before, and he said, "Hey, Hanson, if you're ever thinking about going, tomorrow's the day. Everything's perfect, tides, wind, everything." So I jumped on a plane and flew up.
No kidding.
And it was incredible. Oh, my God. It was just incredible. I got some great, great, great videos. But it was insane. And I never, you know, all these years, I never ghost shrimped. I never caught them. We caught 50 in like 10 minutes. You know, Captain Al is the man. Like you've said for years, I've heard him on your show so many times. Captain Al is definitely the man. I was super impressed with that fishery. And like I told Al, all I can tell you is, those fish are lucky that I didn't find out about it 40 years ago.
Uh-oh. Now we're in trouble.
Yeah. Hey, so what's going on that you know of other than the bay?
Rockfish and weather. we got, but it's like you guys are saying this morning, we got weather coming up that's going to be beautiful for 12 days looking at windy.com. It looks spectacular, so this could be it. There's so much fish around. It's just been in between this weather, but the halibut fishing along the coast and over at the islands has been really, really good. A lot of really big hens, like 40-pounders our guys have been getting. And over at Catalina, if you got good weather and don't drift too fast, there's days where the sport boats are getting 20, 25 halibut over at the island. So everything, the table is totally set. I know that tuna is down below there. They're going to relocate it and find it. It's going to start to happen because all the weather's changing. We've had that south wind for the last 4 or 5 days, and we all know wind out of the south, fish shut their mouth. But yep, everything's changing. Everything's starting to look phenomenal. I think we're on, like Pete said on the beginning of the show, I think we're right on the cusp of everything starting. Not that it hasn't been a phenomenal winter already, but I think it's going to get real good.
All right. We like that. And, of course, fishdope.com, Danny and the boys over there just really stay on top of it with all the different features and new features on fishdope.com. You are dialed when you have fishdope.com. $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW, your $30 code. And how do we find you, Dave?
Well, gang, I'm your saltwater guide on every social media platform. Check me out. And Fred and Corey, I just wanted you to know, Kelly Girl's sitting here going, we need to go up there. Calico Bass, she listens to you guys talk about calicos. That's her fish. She wants to go bass fishing now, listening to you this morning. Thank you for letting me be on the show. I'll talk to you guys next Sunday.
Time, Steve. Right. Hey, Wednesday. When you're up with Kelly and you think he can make it out for an afternoon trip with Fred, I'll make it too. We'll all go on the Daily Double.
Oh, that would be so fun to have a boat burger. Oh, man.
Now we're talking.
There you go.
All right, Dave. Good talking to you. Thanks, Dave. Talk to you
all right,
next,
guys.
Saturday,
see ya.
Next Sunday. Excuse me. All right. All right. It's sponsored by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Focus your fishing on the most productive areas by using Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature. They have the chlorophyll, currents, and more. And with Terrafin Mobile, you can access your charts on your phone or any mobile device. Check Terrafin.com for more information.
All right, let's jump back in the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. How about Chuck? Another Chuck. Second Chuck from Long Beach. Good morning.
Oh, why do I have to follow Hanson? That's not fair.
Right? That's a tough act to follow, man.
Well, my question was like, but you know, nowadays when you ask what should I bring on a trip, everyone says just bring everything. What are the 2 to 3 setups you guys recommend to come out with on your boats, and how would you set them up?
All right.
Man, that's a...
What about fishing with you, Steve?
You want to have a 25-pound rod for fishing live bait. You probably want to have a 40-pound rod for fishing live bait and or a yo-yo jig. And if bluefin are in the equation, you might want to have some heavier gear for fishing a knife jig or fishing a sinker rig. But the islands could be done with 25-pound rig and a 40-pound rig for most yellowtail fishing and stuff. And then, of course, if you like fishing plastics, which plenty of people do, then something to throw plastic with for the bass or whatever. But probably bare minimum, a 25-pound rod and a 40-pound rod would get the job done 90% of the time. And then, of course, throw in some bluefin offshore, and you know, who knows, you might need, we've never thought I'd see it, but you know, people with rental coming down to the Mission Bell in the morning with a 2-speed for a rental gear.
They do it, by the way, if you don't have your own gear, Point Loma Sport Fishing will rent you the gear.
Yes, they will.
Yeah, and then also the terminal tackle too.
Yes, it is available. Yep.
Yeah. And what about you, Fred, going fishing on the Daily Double?
Well, that's such a general question.
Yeah,
and
it is.
And
yeah.
You gotta kind of match what's going on. I mean, I can't just generalize. I mean, if we're fishing 600 feet of water, it's
a little different than the kelp line, right?
Yes. But, you know, if I were to talk about a general kelp bed trip.
Yes, please.
You know, it's nice to have a 15 or 20 pound rod to either fish bait or plastics with. I never thought I'd say this, but you know, I do like having something with braided line on it.
Yeah.
Whether it's for, you know, fishing a little deeper with a sinker or top water. my approach has changed, and you know,
Fred's coming around. I hear, man, huh? I mean, talking a braided line set of a short top shot leader.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Old dog, new tricks.
Yeah.
And then you know, it's always nice to have a jig stick. It's always nice to be able to fish a surface iron at what might pop up.
Yeah. That's a good one for sure. All right. Hey, we're going to be right back. We're going to have more from Fred and Steve P. when we return on the Let's Talk a Kebab, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hi, it's me again, Ben, and I wanted to tell you about a great event at my dad's shop, Dana Landing, in Mission Bay. It's coming up on Saturday, May 4th, and we call it the Summer Kickoff Sale. Yeah, I know, it's not summer yet, but my dad, Johnny, Bubba, and everyone at Dana Landing, especially me, wish it was. So we celebrate a bit early with huge discounts on everything in the store. Some stuff is even 50% off. There will be several manufacturer representatives, some amazing seminars, and even my buddy Ron Lane at Fast Lane will have free kayak demos and stuff on sale. Pete and Rick will broadcast live from the event on Saturday, May 4th, and have some super expert guests. Rollo Kids will have a booth too, raising money to take kids like me fishing. So mark your calendar Saturday, May 4th, the summer kickoff sale at Dana Landing, next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Everything will be on sale up to 50% off. Man, I hope my dad has enough money to let me buy stuff.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rock Cod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com. It's time for the Power Pro 30-Second Seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check powerpro.com.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslandersSportFishing.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And Pete, I have to tell you, I've had a fun day today in here talking.
And Steve was just pointing out the beautiful daily double going out. Man, that was just going out. As Fred says, classic lines, right? Classic sport boat line. And he's headed out on a windless, bright, sunny morning here in San Diego.
It's a beautiful day here.
It's a beautiful. It's supposed to rain again tonight. You heard Valerie talking about pouring up in Wilson, but so it's on our way. But, clear, and the most important thing, no wind. And as Captain Dave said, 12 days of this coming up. So we're...
Please, come on. Bring it on, man.
It should be good. It could be our turning point here, right? You ready for that, Steve?
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, for sure.
You want to get
through. Still a chance to get through. 213-432-1090. Talk to Fred. Talk to Steve. Have a chance to win a pair of tickets on the Daily Double or a full-day pass on the Mission Bell. And I'll tell you what. I have a great text here from... it's from Douglas in Paris. He says, good morning. My name is Douglas from Paris. Let me start by saying I love the show and do my best to listen every Saturday and Sunday. I've been looking up the effects of La Nina on the fishing in the Pacific, with waters being cooler or more nutrient in the water. Do you think there's a chance of big-eye tuna off the Southern California coast when it changes?
That's a loaded question.
Yeah,
Steve.
I want to know too.
Whoa,
that's the million dollar question right there.
I would say that an El Nino condition probably would give you a better chance of catching that. However, big eyed albacore used to be caught at the same time in the same place.
And, yes,
and albacore is traditionally a cooler water fish, and you know La Nina.
Do I hear a prediction?
No. Yeah. That's not my thing.
Yeah. I almost walked it right up the trunk line.
Just applying the question to the conditions.
That would be cool though to see Big Eye again. Do you remember those days?
Oh yeah.
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 You get him on the Mission Bell or whatever boat you were running that day.
We caught him on the Point Loma.
On the Point Loma.
And we caught a big one on the Daily Double on a shark trip of all things.
Oh no kidding.
We caught a great big one. We had a 150 pounder on the shark trip way back when.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was pretty cool. It was monumental.
There's a story I have to tell, just very short, about Bob Williams, another legendary captain, right? On the San Diego and the Mission Bell were both involved. And if you ever go to Seaforth, you'll see what you might think is a yellowfin tuna mount. Well, there is one from John Yamate, a very big one. But there's also another, what you might think is a yellowfin in the 110 pound range, was actually a big eye caught right outside of Green Tank.
Oh, wow.
Wow. In Point Loma.
Yeah.
Like right outside the kelp line. And Bob Williams, I remember him telling the story about the Bell and the San Diego roping them, like,
wow,
right outside the kelp line.
Yes,
crazy. Yeah. So okay, can you as a more educated eye look at the yellowfin, look at the big eye, and tell the difference?
Maybe on the plate. Maybe at table fare. No, I'm not that good. No, I don't know.
There's a difference.
There is, but I haven't seen enough in my life to.
Yeah.
Calcabass and sand bass?
You're on it. Yeah, for sure. Let's jump back in the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. How about that? Peter from the Oceanside. Good morning, Peter.
Hey, good morning, guys. This is Peter from the Oceanside 95. Hey, Steve, when you going to start? Yeah, I'm trying to go yellowtail fishing at the islands. We can't go there with our boat. When am I going to be able to run with you?
We're online. We're online every day. Hopefully, get some people together and get some excitement for the, catching the yellowtail out there. And we're ready to go.
This could be the week. Beautiful weather setting in, nice pattern, steady weather.
Yeah, Liberty was there on Friday and caught a few yellows and some rockfish and stuff, and we're hoping to go. We just rough weather. Every weekend we've had weather for a while, and we're hoping that we can get things something going here, get something rolling.
So what makes the Bell go? Is it just enough passengers?
Enough passengers.
Okay.
We're not.
So when do you make that call?
We make it the night before.
The night before.
Yeah, we know. Yeah, if we show up in the morning, we're going fishing.
Okay.
Yeah. For sure.
So best thing to do is call or go online and make a reservation.
Absolutely. Point Loma Sport Fishing, 619-223-1627, or get online and make a reservation. And we don't do that thing with them anymore. We haven't done it for years.
Yeah.
If we're online at night and we show up in the morning, we are going fishing.
You're going.
Yep.
And what's your minimum, generally speaking?
We'd like to have a dozen or 10 people on the boat.
Right.
Yeah, something like that. If we have 10 reservations the night before, we're going to probably go fishing. Unless there's some crazy weather thing that's going to keep us from doing that.
With a stable pattern, you're going to be online every day this week.
Every day.
Every day.
Every
so,
day.
Peter, you better make a reservation and get out there.
And bring some friends.
Yeah. That's it. That's the key. It's not about whether you can go, it's having enough people to go to make it work for you from an economic standpoint.
Yes.
Just at least pay for the fuel.
Pay for the fuel, that's it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. You asked what makes it go, diesel?
Diesel. Yeah, have you looked at the price of diesel lately?
Yeah.
Yeah, or gasoline, right? I filled up at Summit Gasoline yesterday, and although it was way lower than everybody else, it was sub $5. I thought, wow, what a bargain, right?
Yeah, scary.
So just barely sub $5,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
for sure. And then on the Daily Double, is that the same goes for that? I mean, if you make the call the night before?
Yes. We're at 8. If I have 8, we'll leave it online.
It's such a low number, really.
Yeah. It is.
Bare bones.
Looks like they had a few people on the boat as they just went out here today.
Yeah,
that was good.
I think we had at least 17 reservations.
Nice. And a beautiful day.
Probably got some walk-ups.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get out of the house.
Yeah. Go. Are you? So that's the one. Is that just single trip today for
today,
the daily?
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Hey, you have a good one, Corey?
A text? Yeah, I do, actually.
Yeah.
Okay. Good morning, guys. Great show. My question is for Captain Steve. Does the Mission Bell have an RSW, and how does your crew handle fish that come aboard? Also, what are the recommendation and rigs to bring on your Coronado Island trip? And I know we've covered that.
We covered that one, yeah.
But that comes from Ralph and Menifee.
Yes, we have an RSW. Our fish, you know, the yellowtail tuna fish come on the boat, and they're going to be bled and spiked and all that, and go down into the fish hold and tagged with your number on their cheek and ready to go for the, you know, for the fillet board or whatever you have in mind for them later on. Rigs, again, like I mentioned before, 25-pound fly line rod for fishing. You know, that's just standard fly line gear. And then a 40-pound rod for yo-yoing or bottom fishing. And then if you like fishing surface iron, you got to have your surface iron.
Bring your
surface iron. Going to Coronado Islands without a surface iron rod is pretty bad.
Yeah, don't do it.
Yeah, not
if
yeah.
you're a surface iron fisherman. Yeah.
I have bought rods in the morning to go fishing when I didn't realize we had a Coronado Island trip. It was a charter group, and I thought we were going offshore, and they said we're going to the islands. I bought a brand new rod so I could have a jig stick with me that day.
How about that?
Yeah.
Because you left your home or
jig stick before.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Hey, let's jump back on the phones. You want to get through? Still time. 213-432-1090. JP is standing by.
He is. And Jim from National City. Good morning, Jim. Appreciate you joining us.
Hey, good morning, Corey. hey, guys, you know, I've mentioned on the show before how fortunate we are here to have three boats like Mission Bell, the Liberty, and the San Diego, which are just outstanding one-day boats. I mean, that trip to the Coronado Islands and their tuna trips, just outstanding. And the half-day boats, you know, we got the Daily Double, got the Fisherman 3, and we got the Dolphin over there, Fisherman. But I just feel so fortunate living here in San Diego because of the situation that I get to fish on those boats. But what I have a question for Fred is, last year I was on the Mission Bell, Fred, and your son was working deck that day. And I know he was real close to getting his license. And, you know, what a real personable guy he was. Just an excellent young man. But you should be very proud of him. But anyway, did he eventually graduate and now running a boat? Or what's his situation, Fred?
Ah, good question. Phillips.
So he's going to be sitting for his Coast Guard test again this spring. And it's challenging. You know, our captain's license testing is pretty easy compared to... He's shooting for a third mate unlimited, which will allow him to work on any size ship, any place in the world.
Wow.
And it's a pretty heavy-duty document. And it's a pretty extensive test. So he's gotten past the duck and waterfowl season, and you know he's buckling,
studies ahead of him
now and studying. Yeah, I know. You know, I was fortunate when I took my Coast Guard test. I was in college at the time, and studying came a little easier for me. But it's.
It's tough when duck and waterfowl season to get some air, right?
Right. Well, it was something. But, you know, I thank you for the kind words. And yes, I'm very proud of him. Michelle and I are both proud of him.
He's a good guy.
He is a good kid.
Yeah, for sure.
He's an avid outdoorsman, and he is he's an old soul for his age, and he is very, very gracious with people.
That's cool.
Comes from his dad,
I
think. Hey, Jim, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I have a great text here from Matt in the high desert. He says, great show, guys. Question for Fred. When you're leaving the dock, do you have conditions you like to see at the dock to indicate you're going to have a great day of fishing? Can you...
Well, if all my customers show up with smiles on their face and not great expectations for catching a bunch of fish, you know, it's... We're always looking at weather apps and we know what to expect, and you know, conditions at the dock. You know what caught me when he said wind from the south, the fish shut their mouths?
Yeah.
God, there's all kinds of spots I love fishing on a south
wind. Oh, is that right? Yeah.
Yeah, the end of the point.
Okay.
I mean, you lay into it.
Don't give it all away, Fred.
Lower edge of the green tank. I mean, there's spots with a south wind that I love.
Love that spot.
Yeah.
Huh? When the south wind's blowing, which way do you want the current to go?
Well, ideally uphill. Uh-huh. I mean, when they match,
yeah.
When they match, it's an easier anchor job, easier to set up. You know, yeah. what you're shooting for.
All right.
Yeah.
Great. Hey, thanks for the text. Let's jump back on the phone.
Let's do it. How about Kelly? Kelly calling from Hamul. Thanks for joining us this morning, Kelly.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing good.
All right. First off, I just want to say a huge thank you to Fred and Steve. They gave me my first pinheading job at the age of about 15, 31 years ago on the Daily Double.
Wow. Pretty cool, Kelly.
That got me into the... Yeah, it was pretty awesome. We were doing the, the morning and p.m. half days, and then we would do the shark trips, and I would sleep underneath the stairs there just to get a little bit of shut-eye for in between trips, and, those guys are just an absolute wealth of knowledge. You know, at 15 years old, Steve was teaching me, navigation rules, and, he's an absolutely wealth of knowledge, and they're always willing to pass it on to anybody that's willing to learn, and I just want to thank you guys. And that 150-pound big eye tuna on that trip was something else, man.
Oh yeah, that picture's that picture's still around. I you heard it.
How cool is that? So was that an offshore trip then?
No, it was a shark trip.
A shark trip. Yeah,
he was pinheaded on a shark trip. It was a monument.
At nighttime.
Nighttime. Some Navy.
Come on.
No, nighttime. Some Navy guys caught it. We caught it. I think on I think we caught it on a hunk of skipjack or something like that.
Come on.
No, it was a 6-0 with a rock cod rod. And the dog gear was broken, so it was a knuckle buster.
It gets even deeper.
Oh. Yeah, it was awesome.
Wow.
It was quite a spectacle. It was like three or four Navy guys pulling and pushing on the rod and knuckle busting the reel, spin backwards, and they get all chewed up on their hands.
Wow, crazy! But at nighttime, that's crazy.
At nighttime,
wow.
How big?
150.
150.
Wow.
Pounder. Yeah,
that's a good one.
Kelly, thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks
us
for the call.
A spark. You have so let's jump back on the phones, Corey.
How about Bob?
Bob calling from Dana Point. Thank you, Bob.
Good morning. Steve, a few years ago, your substitute skipper took us to the island, and I caught three bluefin, and I'd like to know what kind of conditions you see for those bluefin to come around the island so we can catch those. And does a woman... fishing deckhand, is she still working on the boat?
I would guess you're talking about Karen, and yeah, Karen's still involved. Karen's still on the boat. Yes, everyone's still there. For conditions, I would the easy thing to say is clean blue warm water, but boy, we've caught them there in some weird conditions. We've caught them in dirty green water, and which is typically not what you're looking for.
Yeah, you wouldn't think. Right?
No, but we have. We have caught them in some awful water, but in general, if clean warm water and just generally starting in like June or something like that. That's traditional, but the last 10 years have been odd where we have caught him in some green water, and we've caught him in some goofy conditions. Even last year, there was some bad condition, decent bluefin fishing down there at the islands.
I have to ask, what size usually come around the islands? Smaller?
No, I mean, it's mixed. 15 to 40 pounders.
Yeah.
That's standard, 15 to 45 pounders.
Do you ever see the 100-plus, move in?
We've caught those or seen those and caught them close. We've certainly hooked them. When they first showed up, they blasted through, and they were big ones. They blew through us, and we were hooking big ones and getting spooled, and it was a mess. But they were there when they first, I think in 2014, and that there was a lot, there were big ones around the island at that time.
How crazy.
And, I think we've caught them, at the island proper, up to maybe 75 pounds or something like that.
Legit. Do they relate to the pens? They like to beep with their friends there that are in the pens?
They are certainly in that area at times, and they are around those areas, whether or not it has to do with the pens or not. Those have always been bluefin tuna areas.
Yes, traditional.
That's traditional area.
Yeah, when there are bluefin in the islands, they are
That's where they are.
They are in that area.
Yeah. And that added structure might just add a pathway, too.
Maybe. You know? And there's certainly, you know, it creates, there's bait there, and there's, you know, there's all kinds of food going in the water, and there's certainly a lot going on there.
Smelt, sure. Mackerel hanging around.
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff. Yeah. I'm sure there's some amazing sand bass fishing underneath those things, and calico bass fishing around those fens. We don't get in there, but I'm sure there is.
How Bob, crazy. Nice to hear from you. Thanks a lot for the call. Reggie in Camarillo has a little comment here. Good morning, guys. The Mission Bell Mafia has the first charter of the year in a couple of weeks on the 27th, fishing the Coronado Islands. Hoping we can start the year with a bang. We know that we're in great hands with Captain Steve P. and the crew. We appreciate all he has done for us over the years. And that's a very common thread when it comes to going fishing with Steve P. and Mission Bell.
Reggie and those guys that come on that charter, they're the bread and butter of the sport fishing industry.
Yeah.
They are what makes all these boats go.
Good people.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, and then Mission Bay Mafia or Mission Bell Mafia, what's that all about?
Yeah, just they're
a regular group.
They're charter group. They charter the boat, and they come out, and they've made it a social event.
Yeah, how cool fun. That, right?
They name themselves.
Yeah, exactly. The MBM. How about that?
There you go.
All right. Hey, we're going to be right back. We're going to figure out who's won that full-day trip on the Mission Bell, and somebody else is going to win that trip for two on the Daily Double when we return on the Let's Talk a Kebab, the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
It's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle the toughest fish is Shimano Terramar. The secret? TC4 blank construction with Tech Tape outer wrap to shield the fibers from the impact damage. Make sure to match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranks 500. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide the Shimano Tranks massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hard-working crew will maximize your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day, full-day, and open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
San Diego, if there's one thing we like, it's choices. And with a Ford F-150, you have a range of pickups for any job. With great offers on a full lineup of vehicles and available powertrains, get your ideal combination of power and capability. Whether that job is getting heavy things where you need them to go, getting things done, or going from 0 to 60 in under 4 seconds, tough this smart and capable can only be called F-150. Get ready and go get your own. Visit your local San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up, and Steve P. is the honorary
two
guy.
Two winners today,
right?
Steve.
Who's going to win the Daily Double?
Here we go.
Texter.
The Texter, and that is Douglas from Paris. He wins the two passes on the Daily Double. That means
Chuck in Long Beach is our caller, wins the full-day trip on the Mission Bell.
There you go. How about that? Chuck in Long Beach, congratulations. And guys, great show. You really appreciate you taking the time to come in. Captain Fred, if we want to go on the Daily Double, how do we do that?
Point Loma Sport Fishing is our booking agent, and you can contact them at 619-223-1627 or their website is pointlomasportfishing.com.
I'm going to come out with you.
You can book right online, right?
Yeah, for sure. And then same, Captain Steve Peterson.
Point Loma Sport Fishing.
Yeah, and book right online.
Book right online.
Mission Bell.
Yep.
And you're online every day. It's just a matter of whether you can make it out, and you'll let people know the night before if you got it, if you got the right load, right?
Every night, every day, and unless we're chartered.
At what time?
We will be on or offline for sure by 7 p.m.
By 7 p.m.
Usually, usually 6 or 5.
And the boat departs when?
6 a.m.
6 a.m. and comes back at 6 p.m.
Around 6 p.m.
Around.
Yep. 6,
around. Depends on how good the fishing is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Hey, all right. Thanks, guys. And good luck fishing. I know it's going to turn on this week. It's going to be a great week. Hey, I want to thank JP for manning the phones and the board for us back there. And, of course, Adam for all he does on that Let's Talk Hookup app. If you ever miss a show, you can hear it right on the app or on our website, letstalkhookup.com. And be sure to do that. And we want to thank you, the texters, the callers, and you out there for listening. You're what make it happen. And sure appreciate you all supporting our sponsors, too. That's what makes it happen here on Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, next Saturday, Rick and I will be back. Rick will be back from Salto. I have a report there. Next Saturday, Christy Wheeler and Bob Dawson from Bob Dawson Insurance, travel insurance and more. And then next Sunday, Rick and Corey, Captains Matt and Gavin from Captain's Concept. So that'll be a couple of great shows next Saturday and Sunday. We'll see you right back here on the Mightier 1090.